doesn't say to us, you should be the salt of the earth. He says, you are the salt of the earth. Did you notice that? You are the salt of the earth.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Jobe. Welcome to Straight Talk. Great to have you on the program today. We are so encouraged by so many listeners that email us, text us, get a hold of us, and tell us what this program means to them. In fact, just this last week, I talked to a married man with small children who is just entering into 6 months of sobriety, and he told me, I just want to let you know that every single day I'm listening to a Straight Talk message, and it's helping to sustain my sobriety and my walk with Jesus. That's why we do this program, for people like that, that's helping them make it all the way to the finish line. Many of you know that New Life is a multi-site church with currently 26 locations around Chicagoland. And I want to let you know that this fall, we're actually starting 3 new locations, New Life Community Church locations. So on September 23rd, we're opening up in Villa Park. Some of you are familiar with that suburb. On September 30th, we're starting New Life Norridge, way on the north side of Chicago. And then on October 7th, we are starting New Life Hammond, which is in Indiana. If you would like to visit one of those locations or find out more information, you can go to our website at newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. And click on locations and learn more about a location near you. I hope that every week as we bring this program, we are of encouragement to your heart. We pray for you. We believe that God is working in Chicagoland in spite of the negative press, bad news, the violence in our city. We are hopeful that God has a purpose and a plan to turn this city around for His glory. God bless you, and let's get ready for today's teaching.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Today on Straight Talk, we are in the final message of our series called Step Up, Living Higher. Pastor Mark's message today is called Step Up to a New You, and we'll be in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Let's get right into Pastor Mark's word today on this edition of Straight Talk.
Today, I want to talk to you about stepping up to the new you. I'm going to talk to you really about what it means to be an influence in other people's lives as you let what's inside of you start to come out. I am convinced that as we head into the fall, the school year gets back into full motion. I'm convinced that we need people that understand who God has made them to be and roll up their sleeves and see themselves not simply as consumers, but as contributors. They see themselves as people that God can use regardless of where you're at in your spiritual life. I believe that God can use everybody to one degree or another. Tell the person beside you, God can even use you. Go ahead. I want you to take your Bibles today, and I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 5. We'll be looking at verses 13 through 16 of Matthew chapter 5. There are some notes in your bulletin that will help you follow along and fill in the blank for those of you that want to review your notes afterwards. And I think there's something powerful about listening but then reviewing what we've heard and trying to apply it to our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is the new creation has come and the old has gone. The new is here. Another version says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. I want you to know this, that if you have come to Jesus Christ and legitimately given your life to Him, then you are a new person. Oh, you may look like that same old person. Coming to Christ doesn't eliminate your wrinkles. So I gave my life to Jesus, got up, looked in my mirror, and I still had the bags under my eyes. Well, physically you may look the same. But I'm going to tell you something, that spiritually you have become a new individual. And I've noticed something about people that have become a new creation in Jesus Christ, that although God has made us a new person, we're so used to living like the old person that many times, although we're new inside, we still live in the behaviors and the patterns of the old us. You have been made brand new. You're a new creation in Jesus Christ. But although you're new, you sometimes still talk like the old person talked. You think like the old person thought. You still engage in the habits of the old person, because how many of you know it's hard to break an old habit? I've heard that elephant trainers, the way that they train these huge mammoth, several ton elephants, is that when they are young, they tie their foot to a chain and they have these huge stakes that they drive into the ground so that the elephant can't move from the chain. They can only go so far. And the elephant starts to understand that this chain has, that they can't break out of this chain, that this chain has limits on them, and they struggle, and in the beginning they kick and they fight and they try to break out, but they realize they can't overcome the chain. And so they get accustomed to the fact of knowing that when the chain is on, they can only move within several feet of where the chain is located. When they get older, the trainers of the elephant put the chain to a little stake. They no longer have to drive the stake in. The elephant could easily break out, but they're so used to thinking that they can't break out that they stay trapped. The elephant, all they would have to do is jerk a little bit and they would be free. But they've been conditioned to believe that they can't be free. Many of us have lived years and years and years in our life thinking that we're bound, thinking that God, that we have little worth, thinking that we can't change. And suddenly, Jesus has come and broken the chains and set us free, but we still linger around our place of bondage because in our mind, we still believe that we're bound. We still behave like the old self when in reality, God has set us free. And that's exactly what it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Put on the new you. You see, the new us is made in the image of Jesus Christ. And Jesus understood this when he was talking to his disciples. Jesus was talking to his disciples about who they had become. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, I want to read you these very short verses and talk to you about the powerful meaning behind them. And I'm going to ask that you stand for the reading of God's word. He says, "You are the salt of the earth." Jesus is speaking to his disciples. "But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Word of the Lord, you may be seated. I want you to know, first of all, as we look at this passage, I want you to know that Jesus tells us who we are, not what we are to become. He tells us who we are. He doesn't say to us, "You should be the salt of the earth." He says, "You are the salt of the earth." Hey, did you notice that? He doesn't say, "You should be light." He says, "You are light." He's not telling us that we have to become something that we're not. He's telling us you're already that, but not all of us are letting it come out. Jesus is not telling us to be salt. He's telling us we are salt. He's not telling us to be light. He's telling us that we are light. He is telling us, however, that if we're salt, we need to get out there and salt things. And if we're light, we need to let our light shine, because many of us are light, but no one can see no one can see the brightness of our light. So I want to talk to you about that today, because I believe that this passage really is talking to us about stepping up to the new you that God has made you. And I want you, if you're taking notes, just to follow along with me. Stepping up to the new influential you requires a couple things. Number one, it requires be salt and others will taste the goodness of God. Jesus said in verse 13, "You are the salt of the earth." Now, how many of you here like salt? How many of you here are like me, that you salt things even before you taste it? I know it's not a good practice. Doctors don't like it. Anytime I go to eat something, I put salt on it even before I taste it, because in my mind, a little salt always helps everything out. Just kind of a natural reflex. There's something about salt that brings out the flavor in things. How about it? Something about that little salt. Not overdoing it. If it's too salty, you know, have you ever been in a restaurant where you go to pour salt on your food and the previous teenage customer undid the lid of the salt shaker, and you go to pour just a little bit of salt on your salad and all the salt dumps out? That ever happened to anybody? Don't tell me if you were the one loosening the lid, because I was there after you. And when there's too much salt, you say, "Oh, this spoils it because it's too much salt," and the taste becomes too abrasive for you. In the time when Jesus was talking about salt, the Roman soldiers, salt was such a valuable commodity that the Roman soldiers sometimes were actually paid in salt. Have you ever heard the phrase, "He's worth his salt"? You ever heard that phrase? It comes from the fact that in the days of Jesus, sometimes Romans were paid in salt because it was really valuable. In fact, the English word salary is derived from the Latin word salarium, which refers to the payments made to the Roman soldiers with salt. So every time you get your salary, that word salary comes from salt, because people were actually paid in salt at times.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk radio message called Step Up to a New You, which is from our current series called Step Up, Living Higher. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Pastor Mark's message: step up to a new you.
Why was salt so important and so valuable in those days? Well, salt had two primary functions. One function we are pretty aware of ourselves, because it's what we still use our salt for. One function was salt was used to season food. But what we're not quite aware of is the second function of salt, that salt was used as a food preservative. There's something about salt that actually stops the spread of decay or the rotting process. And so even today in some societies where there is no refrigeration, people take salt and they rub it into meat or they rub it into food, and that salt actually stops the decaying process. So, I mean, in today's society, you go to the grocery market and you look at the freezer and your hamburger meat is right there in the freezer, and you do what we did yesterday. You put it in the car. I helped my wife with the groceries, and she told me, "Hey, we need to get the meat in the freezer quickly." Why? Because everybody knows that if you leave meat outside in the heat, it takes only a short time before it starts to spoil and rot again very quickly. And so you take it from the freezer in the store, you put it in the refrigerator in your house, and then when you're about to eat it, you put it right into the frying pan or however you make it on the grill, and you're ready to eat. Well, in the days of Jesus, there was no electricity, there was no refrigeration. So the way they had to preserve meat was that they would salt it. And the salting process, as they would take salt and rub it into the meat, that salt would actually cause the meat to delay its rotting and decaying process. So most people had a lot of salt in their house so that they could preserve their food without it spoiling or going bad. Now, we don't use that today. There's certain cultures that still do that. But the people in Jesus' time knew very clearly what Jesus was talking about. He said, "You are the salt of the earth." What Jesus was saying is that Jesus' followers influence their surrounding by preserving it from spiritual decay. There's something about us being mixed in society at large that our influence, when we get mixed in society at large, that our influence has a influence where it stops the spiritual and moral decay of a culture. Now, it's interesting to note that if I have salt in a salt shaker, but I don't put it on the meat and I don't rub it into the meat, that although the meat and the salt may be right next to each other, the salt does not affect the meat unless the salt is on the meat and penetrates the meat. Here's what I want you to understand. Listen to me. This is huge. There are two extremes in Christianity. If you've been a Christian for a while, I know some of you are new. Maybe some of you aren't even Christians here, or some of you are trying to figure out what you believe or where you stand. But if you're around Christianity for a while, you'll discover that there's two extremes in Christianity. One is the extreme that I would call the separatist. There are people that become Christians and they feel like the world is bad. Everything in the world is bad. There's a lot of sin out there. There's a lot of garbage out there. There's violence and there's pornography and there's bad influences with music and there's a lot of sexuality and there's a lot of bias and bigotry and jealousy. And because the world is so bad, I don't want to get contaminated from the world, so I isolate myself or I separate myself from the world, because if I'm around the world, I may get influenced by the world and the world may rub off on me. In a way, that makes sense, doesn't it? You get around something long enough and it rubs off on you a little bit. In the 6th century, the followers of Christianity believed in this so much and believed that if they were around the world, they'd get contaminated by the world. So there was a movement that was started to renew the church called the monastic movement. And so if you were a real sold out follower of Jesus in the 6th or 7th century, many of them would decide to go to the desert and live in communities. And we called them monasteries or convents. And the first monasteries or convents, they weren't called that in the early days, but they were communities and they were started in northern Africa. And they would go to the desert and they would spend a lot of time praying and they would raise their own food. And their job was, we don't want to be around the world. We want to get out of the world, because if we're around the world, we're going to listen to their music and get contaminated by their ideas and their philosophy. And we're going to start being like the world and the world is going to rub off on us and we're going to get all messed up and dirty like the world. So if we separate ourselves from the world, if we get away from the world, then they're not going to have any influence on us. And so they separated themselves from the world and they had their own monastic movements and they prayed and they studied scripture and they lived apart because they felt like, we don't want to be contaminated. How many of you here have thought sometimes, man, there is so much garbage around me. I just want to move to Montana. Somewhere up in the mountains. Especially if you have kids. So that they're not going to be exposed to all the garbage. Come on, isn't that a little bit tempting to move somewhere away from everything? How many of you that's crossed your mind? I think everybody goes through that a little bit. I should move away. I mean, this world is getting, I have this conversation with people all the time. They tell me this world is getting so bad. Things are so evil. This world is getting out of control. I think we should move away. I'm thinking about taking my family. And sometimes when we don't move away, what happens is we develop sort of this mentality of the world is very bad out there, so let's isolate from the world. And there's been separatist movement that started all throughout the history of Christianity, and there are some churches that operate that way, that even now, if someone comes in from the outside, they feel a little bit out of place because people from the outside are not welcomed, because if you have garbage or issues in your life, people feel like, hey, you're not a part of us. You're from the outside. You have worldly stuff in you, and we're trying to keep our kids and our family and our people away from you. I want you to notice, however, that if the salt stays in the salt container, isolated, contained, and the salt doesn't get on the meat or the food, then the salt has lost its purpose, because the salt has no influence if it's kept in a salt shaker. If we separate the salt from the decay, then the salt will never be able to do its job, because it's separated from the very thing that needs it the most. Jesus said, we are in the world, but not of the world. In other words, the greatest challenge here is not to separate ourselves from the world and go live in some hills in the mountains of Montana so that our kids and have no television and no radio and live off the land and the only Bible in the house is a King James Bible. I mean, if God calls you to that, God bless you. But I'm asking myself, yeah, but what about society? What about the people that really need to hear about Jesus? How are they going to hear about Jesus when you're in Montana? I'm wondering if Chicago is so bad and he's such an influence of God, if we all abandon Chicago, if we isolate ourselves from Chicago, if the neighborhoods and the people that most need the salt were separated from the salt, then how in the world is the place that needs the salt ever going to change if we separate ourselves so much that we have no contact with it? Are you tracking with me? Jesus said, you are in the world, but not of the world. The challenge is not, can I separate myself? The challenge is, can I live in the world surrounded by garbage and temptation and influence? Can I live in the world, but yet keep my values, my testimony? Can I live in the world and influence the world instead of the world influencing me? How many of you know that's a challenge? So Jesus says, You are the salt of the earth. It's got to rub in. Now here's the challenge. As your salt is rubbing into the world around, it's easy for the world around to start eliminating the power of your salt. And so the salt has to stay salty, because oftentimes I've seen Christians that go and try to become salt to their old neighborhood and their old family, and they lose their saltiness and they become more like the world, then the world starts influencing them more than they influence the world. And that's a huge challenge. So Jesus is saying you need to keep your saltiness. Secondly, salt is a flavoring agent. Not only is salt a preservative, but salt is a flavoring agent. You put a little salt on something and it tastes better. Jesus' followers are the salt that help people savor the presence of God, and it makes them thirsty for more.
This was the first half of Pastor Mark's message called Step Up to a New You, which is from our series called Step Up, Living Higher. Please join us on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message. Before you go, we invite you to download our free Straight Talk app at PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you can download this evening's message for free and find a link to our New Life Community Church ministry page, where you can browse the ministry of Pastor Mark Job. You'll also find a Bible app and over 400 other messages that we think will definitely encourage you. If you have any questions about our program or just need some prayer, you can call our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and our Straight Talk team, we thank you for listening. Please do tune in again for another edition of Straight Talk, and have a great evening. God bless.